You ready for the word this morning? Glory be to God forever. I hope you're ready. Because I'm going to let you have it. Glory to God. Have it? Yeah. Maybe by the end of this it'll be, I've had it. No. God is good. And I'm excited about this message this morning. Hallelujah. Why would that be? Because I see some things and I know I got to get over in the spirit to get them all. What? You don't have them all on your notes? I never have them all in my notes. But I see some things and I want to get over in there because I want to hear it. You understand? But this is a corporate thing. This isn't just a one-sided deal here. You have as much to play as I do. You really do. What about Jesus when he was in Nazareth? There were many times when he could not get there because of the receiving end. He could only get so far because of the receiving end. Do you understand? You can lay hands on people all day long, but until they receive, then they're just going to be whatever they were before. Well, do you want to be what you were before, or do you want to leave here a changed person?
Changed.
Well, we can change by this message today. There's something about it. You ever stand on the edge of like, I don't know, you ever jump off a big thing into some water? Maybe when you were a kid or something. You go, oh, this is a big one. You know, you get beyond like, I don't know, 5 feet or something, and then you start to hit the water really fast. Like 5 feet and up. I don't know, have you ever done this? Jumped into a lake, Tanja, you would have. Hallelujah. Last week, you're like, ah, I jumped off a 40-foot cliff. At some point, the velocity gets really fast, you know, and what you have an anticipation and an excitement. I would think the higher you get, there's more excitement and anticipation. Well, I'm looking over the edge of something here, and I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. And I want to go there. So don't slow me down. But Paul, hallelujah, push me up. Be like lemmings going off a cliff. So when we pray, what are we going to believe? We're going to believe that we can hear from God today, and we can hear what we need to hear beyond what we may know. Well, I just like the sermons that I know everything. I'm comfortable with that. Well, I'm not. I want to go beyond what I may know. Can you do that? Only by the anointing. Otherwise, you get weird. We don't want to be weird. We don't want to be weird. We want to go farther with God. Can you go farther with God?
Yes.
Is it possible for you to go farther with God?
Yes.
And hear something today that will take you farther than you've ever been before.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going there. And as Travis would say, eat my wake. That'd be a good t-shirt. You should make that up. Hebrews 13:8. You got your seatbelt on? Put it on now. Jesus is Lord. Pray and believe. Believe with me. Believe that, you know, I can say things that need to be said. Believe that you can hear things that you need to hear. We can believe. This can happen right now. Say right now.
Right now.
Not 3 days from now. Although that can happen too. You may wake up in the night or whatever and go, I get it. But it'd be better if there's a transaction that takes place now. Ready? Father, in Jesus' name, we open your word with grace this morning. We open your word in faith this morning, believing that we can hear from you and there can be a transaction taking place from the Holy Spirit into our spirits that we may know and see and be greater than we've ever known, seen, and been in the past. We can walk out of here today a living epistle of your living word. Ha, povre, zate, godi, juna. And we will step up upon it and be greater than we've ever been before. We ask for revelation. I ask for anointing today to speak. We ask for revelation in the ears, anointing on the ears, anointing on me in the words. Let us enter in, Holy Ghost. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I like to pray until I get that release, you know. We know you keep going on and on. That's because I haven't had the release yet. I need to pray until I get that inner witness that says, funk. It just kind of settles down in there, you know, and the Holy Ghost says, that's enough. Shut up. Basically, you've said enough. Now go sit down. Jesus is Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. I might just run. Yeah. Trying to prepare you. Shoo. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ. Yes. The same yesterday. Today. Yes. Where's today?
Right today.
Well, today, right? Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same yesterday. Well, if I could just have the Lord Jesus Christ come and walk with me like he did with the apostles on the earth. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You understand? Yes. So that statement, oh, I wish he would walk with me like he walked with the apostles. He does. You just have a twisted idea of how he walked with the apostles. Well, I want him to hold my hand. That's not how he walked with the apostles. What do you think? They were skipping, walking down the road. Who'd want to hang out with that bunch of weirdos? Holding hands, skipping, walking down the road, touching their robes. Brother, don't go there. I did. We have all these weird ideas of what it was like. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the way he walked with them yesterday is the same way he's going to walk with you what?
Today.
And the same way he's going to walk with you forever. This is good news. I try to preach the good news. Stay off the bad news. All right. Now get ready for me to kick over your old religious ideas and sacred cows, because I've already got the saw lined up to one of the legs.
Yes.
And there's a few anticipatory moves going on. All right. Go to Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. Say form.
Form.
He took upon a different form. Well, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you put these two scriptures together, one of them's got to give. Because he took upon himself a different form. Hello? So what does that mean? That means he changed. His physical person changed. When he took upon sin, do you think he changed? When he was striped, by the stripes that you were healed from, do you think he physically changed? He changed. Well, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, how could that be, brother? You're preaching that Jesus changes. This is going to get good. Say, this is going to get good. Say, it better get good. Or he's in a lot of trouble. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal to God. So he was in the form of God. Right? Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made unto the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Do we see that he changed through this? He had to change. He had to come and be in a different form. Can't be that he's talking about the same thing then. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You hear? Am I twisting you too far, too fast? There's something about what he's saying in Hebrews when he says the same yesterday, today, and forever that could not have included him changing. When he came in the form of a servant, when he was here. Oh, this is going to, I hope you get this. When he was here, he took upon himself the form of a servant. He was different. And so people, when they get that in their head, they're like, oh, wait a minute. I want Jesus to hold my hand and we can skip down the streets together. I would be so comfortable if he would. That's not how he was with them. Couldn't be. Otherwise, he wasn't the same the yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I'm going to get you here. We're going to go there. I hope you're excited. Lock that door. Nobody leaves this room until they get this. Hallelujah. Eli, don't let him out. Hit him in the knees or something. They start heading towards the door. Glory be to God. You ready for this? Go to John 1:1. John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the first John in the New Testament, but it's not First John. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What does this verse say in your Bible? What does it say God was? The Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Word, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not the man, not the physical body, not that changed, that had a job to do. But the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want Jesus to be with me like he was with the apostles. He is today the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm putting my finger on it right now. Go to verse 17. 14. Thank you. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his who? His, the Word's glory. As of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Say truth. Full of grace and truth. What do we behold? The Word. We're beholding the Word. They beheld the Word. John recognized it when he said this. He said, we beheld the Word. He knew that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the Word. And here's the verse that says it. He is the Word. And we talked about this a little last week. What does Christ mean? Anointed. So the anointed Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Smith Wigglesworth said, I can't know God apart from his Word. Why would that be? Because he is the Word. It's the only way you can know him. Do you know that there were people that walked with Jesus in his physical body and they didn't know him? Judas would be a good example of that. Lived with him all these years and he never really recognized him for who he was. He didn't know the Word. How do we get saved? By knowing words. By hearing words, believing words, acting on words. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, I'm starting to see it a little bit here. Good. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. You ready for this? I'll just quote that one. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. Now, truth. Is truth a truth or is truth partially a lie? What is it? Well, it's partially true. No, if it's partially true, then it's not true. It's not truth. His word is truth. That'll mean something later. Just I wanted to stick that out there. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Did Jesus come down from above? Did he come? He said, I'm sent from the Father. Then there was no variableness. It means there's no turn. There's no going from one way or another. There's no changing. But Jesus changed when he was here. But one thing that Jesus operated by did not change when he was here. What was that? His word. What he said You can't know him apart from his word and believing his word. I want Jesus to be with me the same way he is with you in the same way. Yesterday, today, well, I don't like it that way. Well, tough. You know, you're not, this is the way God designed it. This is what you're getting this morning. This is revelation. You can walk with God the same way that the apostles walked with him, the same way Peter walked with him, the same way. It's through knowing him in his holy written word. What we hold in our hand, we don't give it enough respect. Even us word folks. This is God. It's literally God. And I don't mean, you know, the leather and the binding and the paper is not God. Lalo. You know? But the words, what is said in here, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Try it. Read a scripture this morning, put it on the shelf, go back and open it up again. And what does it say? It's amazing. That's what that verse of scripture means. Jesus Christ, the word anointed, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it has the same anointing in it. Oh, hallelujah, I want to run around the room. It has the same ability to do the same thing. Yesterday, today, which is great news for us because we're in today. The word anointed, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not the man, right? You understand, he went through these things. Changed, was transfigured many times into many other, right? And now he's even in a different form than when he came in the form of a baby. But it was the word that didn't change. And it's the word that contains the power to reproduce itself in your life. All you have to do is believe it. We're not something special. Those who go farther on with the things of God are just ones who've received more of the word. Jesus anointed into our lives, and we become that. I'm excited about it because it takes all the sovereignty of God out of it. Uh-oh. You didn't just... Yeah, it does. It takes all the sovereignty of God out of it. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and whosoever will. As soon as you say whosoever will, you've taken the sovereignty of God out of it. Now it's whosoever will. Call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on what? The word, the name of the Lord, the word anointed. If we can learn this lesson, we can walk in some serious power. Right now on the earth. Wouldn't that be good? Hallelujah. I don't know if you're excited enough about this. I'm going to have to flail my arms some more and spit. Matthew 5:18. When you start to realize that this book you're holding in your hand is the word anointed. The word anointed. You won't let it just sit on the shelf and next to your bed for so long, will you? How are we going to walk with God? We're going to walk with God by receiving his word, by hearing his word, by knowing his word. Brother, that sounds fanatical. I know. Welcome to discipleship. Discipline. Matthew 5:18. Glory be to God. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise, say no wise, no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. What's not going to change? The word. Not one jot, not one tittle. Jesus, the word, does not change. I'm preaching Jesus, the word, anointed, does not change. Does not change. Everything changes to it, conforms to it. And when you say his word out your mouth, you're putting in action the Lord Jesus anointed in your situation. Just say it for goodness sakes, and I'll get off into that a little bit later. Do you want him doing for you? I want Jesus to come and hold my hand. Shut up. No, you don't. because that won't do anything for you except make your hand warm. And you know I don't agree with men skipping and holding hands anyway. But we won't go there. But when you realize that it's the anointed word that you can hold hands with,
yes.
Hallelujah, it will do what? It'll do the same thing as the Lord Jesus did when he was here on earth, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is the word anointed?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew 24. I'm excited about this. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Matthew 24 and verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my what?
Words.
My words shall not pass away. They shall never pass away. They shall not. His what?
His words.
So what isn't changing?
His word.
His word isn't changing. Did he depart from them? Did he go? Did he get caught up in a cloud and go up into heaven? And angels came and said, what are you looking up for? What did he leave here with us? His word, which doesn't change. Well, if I get in agreement with the word and it doesn't change, well, number one, I'm going to have to change. But guess what also is going to have to change? Your circumstances have to change. They have to. Heaven and earth, the thing you're sitting on, not the chair, the earth, is going to pass away. But what won't? His words. Why? Because they're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 28, 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. What is it when somebody commands you something? What are they saying? They're saying words. They're telling you something. They're conveying it to you through the vehicle of words. Right?
Yes.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, say and.
Yes.
And lo, I am with you always. Wait a minute, did you get it? And lo, I am with you always. But he just left. He's going to leave in 2 minutes. And lo, I am with you always. Who's with them always? The word anointed is with them always. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Did you see that? I don't know if you got as excited as I did over that.
Yes.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Yes.
Was he with them always?
Always.
In this happy fashion of him skipping, holding hands, was he with them that way always?
No.
That's not what he was talking about. He was talking about, I, the Word, am with you. Oh, ha. Is there power in the Word?
Yes.
Is there anointing in the Word?
Yes.
Do you have the Word?
Yes.
Oh, you people are set. Is he getting, you know, he's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you without something to be victorious by. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word.
Yes.
What is the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith. He gave us the method. And this is what makes me so happy about a message like this. It's not left up into somebody else's hands as to whether I succeed or fail. It's left into my hands as whether I'm going to take in enough of the word to walk with the Lord Jesus. You can't walk with him apart from his word. Are you here? Did you hear at least that this morning? You cannot. Why? Because he is the word. All right. Glory be to God. I don't mean to be hard on you. My goodness. I guess I just get excited here. I am with you always. Did you see that? Did you circle it? Did you cut it out and stick it on your forehead? Do something, because this is so huge.
Yes.
teach them to observe the things I said, and lo, I'm with you always. Lo, what? In the things that I said, I'm with you. And there's no limit. Is there a limit? Hallelujah. Go to Amos 3:3. I might even find that before you do. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two hold hands and skip together?
No.
Unless they be agreed. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can you? Is it hard in a marriage situation to walk together if you're not in agreement? Brother, don't step on my toes. Quit sticking them out in the aisle. Can we agree on something and then walk it out together? We only if we agree on it. I'll use a flight instruction thing here because I've been going over some books again. You know, one of the things, you can fly in formation with another pilot. You can. It's not illegal. But you have to have prior consent. You have to be in agreement before you leave the ground that you are going to do this. You can't just be up on, hey, buddy, I didn't know you were up here flying. Let's do some circly loopy things together. You can't do that. But you have to have agreement, you understand. Say agreement. Now, how do you get an agreement over anything? I'll give you a hint. Words. And some people call it a contract. You have a contract. You wrote your words down. They wrote their words down. They signed it. Guess what you're in now? Agreement. And now you can walk in whatever specific situation it is, right? Because you're in agreement. And he's asking this question here, can two walk together unless they are in agreement? No, they can't. Do we want to walk with God?
Yes.
So how are we going to walk with God? We have to be in agreement with him. Well, is he going to change? We already know that he doesn't change, you understand. So he's not going to change his word to fit your particular theology, which is what a lot of people want to do. They want to change and twist the Bible so that they can have God fit into their particular belief system. But is he actually doing it? No, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's when we get in agreement with him and his words that we're doing what? We're actually walking with God. We're walking with the Lord Jesus anointed, the word anointed. Is this good news? What are you doing? Walking with the word anointed, the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know, I'm happy about it anyway. Glory be to God. Ha, 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 ha. Woo. Jesus is Lord. This is fun and exciting. This is not dried up, dead churchianity. I never liked that anyway. I was always looking for something else to do. Give me another piece of paper to write on. I get those bulletins, you know, they hand out the bulletins and fill in all the zeros. You did the same thing, didn't you? Filled in all the zeros. And then I try to connect them and make some kind of picture out of them. Why? Because Jesus wasn't there.
That's right.
Jesus was not in that church. I'm sorry. If he is the word anointed, then that's where he is.
Wow.
You mean, oh, come on. You mean Jesus coming in with his robe.
No.
Skipping, holding hand with the apostles. No, the word anointed. The word anointed wasn't there. That's why this is so important. You know, I get excited about it because I know that when I hear the anointed word, I can have whatever it is that I heard. This is how God transmits things to you. And hear it again. We're in a wonderful day when we can record things. It wasn't this way not too very many years ago. Did you know that? I remember talking to my grandmother sitting at her table, and she was brought up where she had an outhouse and horses. And it was a lot of work just to live. You know, electricity was a big thing, and a telephone, my goodness, and indoor plumbing. What are you going to do without indoor plumbing today? Not be very happy, especially in the winter in Maine. Like, I am not drinking water before I go to bed. And anything after 6 o'clock, forget about it. No. You want some liquid? No. And then you got to shovel your way out because, you know, right as you went to bed, it's snowing. 4 feet of snow are out there between you and where you got to go. What does that have to do with this? I have no idea. But it's easier today.
Yes, it is.
We have recordings. We can, and it's on there. Did you know this? Have you ever heard the word anointed on a tape recorder? You can stick it in your ears. And then you're in the midst of a situation, something's going on, but you got the word anointed going in you, just tanking you up. Who you walking with? Jesus Christ, the word anointed, and he's able to do whatever he needs to do to that situation. And you just kick it. Kick it. Hallelujah. That thing's coming down. Say down. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How can two walk together except they be agreed? They can't. Jesus is the man. He's the word. He's the anointed word. Who are we going to walk with? Let's walk with the Pharisees. No, we're going to walk with Jesus, the Word anointed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
Yes.
What was that? The anointed word. It's in my mouth. I'm walking with him.
Yes.
Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Who am I walking with? The anointed word. He's taking care of it. He's taking care of me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's shepherding me. Who? Jesus with the robe and the skipping? No, the word anointed is taking care of me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Shoo, I almost preached there. I need one of those Hammond organs in the background. Da-na, da-na. Yeah, it was a lug that thing around. Shoo, Hebrews 3:1. Do you know what this means, people? This does not put in, you know, and the word says this in Romans chapter 10. He says, don't say who shall go into heaven and bring Jesus down from above. Don't say who'll go into hell and lift him up again from the dead. He says, but the word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. How close do you want the Lord Jesus? In your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith which we preach. This is the word of faith which we preach. It's better. It's better. And only the apostles and disciples who recognized Jesus as the word were the ones who could really walk with him the way you can walk with him today. They had blinders on. They could not see him the way you can see him today and walk with him supernaturally in the glory of the Lord. This is the day. This is the hour.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the revelation of his power.
Yes.
Shoo. I'm getting all gooey up here.
Yes.
I hope you're having a good time. Jesus is Lord. What did I say? Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly call. Who's God talking to? I got to stop here. I wasn't going to, but who's he talking to? What did he call you?
Holy,
holy brethren. Did he call you disgusting and worthless?
No.
Did he call you sin-filled and putrid?
No.
That's right. It's the past. That's not you anymore. You are a holy brethren, sistren.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're holy. You walk with a holy God. Ha ha. Holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Partakers. Is this the past, the present, or the future? What is it? It's right now. It's the present. We're partakers. Holy brethren, partakers. That's me. Say, that's me. of the heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Yes. Who? The anointed word.
Yes.
You should never see that name again the same. No, you should see it the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. But that's how he's the same. You understand, right? That's how he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the anointed word. Consider the apostle and high priest of our what?
Confession,
profession. He's the apostle, the sent one to establish, and high priest of our what? Our profession, our confession, what is that? His word. What we say, he is what? The apostle and high priest of the things we say. The anointed word, and then he just happened to. It just happened to end up putting his name right there at the end. Are you kidding me? Nothing just happened in his Bible. Profession, look at that. Apostle and high priest of our profession or confession. What's it say? Christ Jesus. We're professing the anointed word. How can two walk together except they be agreed? They can't. We're considering the apostle and high priest of our professing the anointed word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I almost did. I got the run on me. Hallelujah. Go to 4:14. If you can't get it all right now, just hang on. It's coming. Getting it. Let it seep down in there. There's anointed words.
Yes.
You see any value to the anointed words now? Is there any value to anointed words?
Oh, yes.
It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Yesterday, today, and forever. And guess who changes? We do.
Yes.
We change.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say, I change.
I change.
What are you changing into? Into him, the anointed word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Hang on. Glory be to God forever. 4:14. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
Glory be to God forever. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, who? Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We're going to hold fast to what? Saying the same thing as who? The anointed word. How can two walk together except they be agreed? It's by saying the same thing. Have you seen, first of all, that Jesus is the anointed word? We know what words are. They're things you say, and they are anointed. And so if we're going to walk with God, you ever heard that phrase before, walk with God? If you're going to walk with God, who are you going to walk with and how are you going to walk with him? If he is anointed words, then the way you walk with him is by holding fast the profession of your faith, saying the same thing. When you say something opposite of what he said, you're no longer walking with God. You're walking on your own. And that's basically what God says is, hey, you're on your own now. You're going to be double-minded, say this, say that, say this, say that. You're on your own. The double-minded man receives what?
Nothing.
Why is that? Because he's not walking with the anointed word. He's not walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Was that 4:14?
Yeah.
Go to Hebrews 12:2. Try to end with this. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Fellas, just hang on here. Who's the author and finisher of your faith?
Jesus.
Who is Jesus?
The
He's the Word. Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what?
Word.
The Word. He's the author of your faith. He's the Word. He's authoring it. When you hear the anointed Word, He is authoring faith on the inside of you. Like He's taking out His quill and licking it and then writing on you what? His faith. Hallelujah. He's authoring it. And it says He'll finish it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, seeing then we have a great high priest passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast. If we hold fast the profession of our faith, He offers it and finishes it.
Hallelujah.
What's impossible? What's possible for him that believes?
All things.
What do you think Jesus is authoring in you right now? All things. What? How does he do it?
Word.
By anointed words. How did he do it in the beginning?
The word
anointed. How did he do it when he was here on earth?
The word.
He preached the word anointed. How is he doing it now? If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Same wet method. It's the way he works. It's the way he operates. Well, I don't like it that way. Well, then you aren't going to get it. This is how he does it. He speaks words. And today, if you hear his voice and harden not your heart, you enter in to what? Walking with God in his anointed word, the Lord Jesus. Much better than holding hands and skipping any day. Let me just read one more if you got a second here. Go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 and 5. Now remember, Jesus, the anointed word, is the author and finisher of your faith. He's authoring it, and then he's going to finish it. Is that good?
Yeah.
You just want him to begin the book? You read halfway through, it gets up to the exciting part, and then there's no ending. What happened? Blank pages? No, he's finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Author and finisher of our faith. Look at this. Hebrews 11, 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this, what? Testimony that he pleased God. Now, Enoch was one of those few people that the Bible said did what? Walked with God. Well, if he's the same yesterday when Enoch was, and he's the same when the apostles were, and he's the same in today, and he's the same forever, then the only way Enoch could have walked with God was by the anointed word. And you can look deeper into this because Enoch was a prophet. This is how he heard from God. But it was still the word anointed that caused Enoch to walk with God. And he had a what? A testimony that pleased God. Well, what pleases God? Faith pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So Enoch of necessity must have been saying what God said. And faith came. And what happened to Enoch? He was translated that he would not see death. I know this is a whole different message, but I wanted to show you how far this goes, people. If we walk with the Lord Jesus, the anointed word, we will be translated and we will not see death. And the last enemy will be put under our feet, which means that all the other enemies have to go first.
Right.
Just get them up in a line. Line up, enemies, you're going under.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. All right. Glory be to God. Father, thank you for your glorious, holy, written word. We honor your word here in this church. We lift it up. We thank you that you, Jesus, you are the word anointed. And we walk with you by walking with your word. Let this settle down on the inside of us and become bigger and greater and more profound as days go on. In Jesus' name, we receive it. We believe it. We thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.